I sent out, I think it was four or five resumes to different large railroads and told them of my qualifications. And we waited two or three months. Never heard a word that they received my resume. And then on a Sunday, the phone rang, and it was the Missouri Pacific Railroad in St. Louis, asking if I'd come up for an interview, and I told them yes, and they said, well, we've received your resume, and so they sent me an airline ticket, and I flew up there, and they took me around to several offices, and I was interviewed by officers of the Missouri Pacific who really didn't know what to ask me until I got to the last one and he started asking me about locomotives, about independent air brakes and dynamic brakes and how they operated. And I always answered back with the nomenclature of an air brake, which if you wanted to replace one on an engine, what you'd ask for. And I knew that to impress him if I hit him with that. And he said, do you have time to have a medical? I said, yes, I have time to see the doctor. And so in the meantime, I called my wife. She says, how's it going? I said, I got the job. I said, they don't send you to the doctor unless you've got the job. Mm-hmm. And she said, where? And I said, Coffeyville, Kansas. She said, where in the world is Coffeyville, Kansas? Of course, the biggest thing Coffeyville is noted for, the Youngers. They killed the Youngers, bank robbers there. Caught them trying to take down two banks. They even still today have a celebration in Coffeyville and celebrate the Youngers. They captured the Youngers there and the Daltons. And the Youngers, I think it's Dalton and Young. Anyway, they killed, the Dalton and the Youngers killed about, I think, 10 people. And they've got their names in concrete around there where they fell in battle to protect their town. Reverting back to that call from the Missouri Pacific, about 15 minutes later, the Union Pacific called. And they said, we called you, says, look like we will accept you as an officer of the Union Pacific, manager of operating practices. And I said, I'm sorry to tell you that you're 15 minutes late. Missouri Pacific called just ahead of you. And he said, well, have you got time to me to explain? Says, we're sorry that we haven't notified you before, but you had to be approved by every vice president of the Union Pacific, and the papers sit on these desks sometimes for 3 or 4 months before they're ever looked at. And he said, but glad you got a position with the Missouri Pacific. And he said, within 6 months, you're going to be working for us anyway. I said, offhand, where was this position you were offering me at? He said, Las Vegas, Nevada, as manager of operating practices there. I said, well, I'll be glad to work for you when you get to Missouri Pacific. It appears now. I said, it's a strong railroad, too. They said, yes, we know that. So went to work for the Missouri Pacific, and then within about 6 to 9 months, the Union Pacific bought the Missouri Pacific, and my territory was from Coffeyville to Van Buren, Arkansas, and then north to Osawatomie, Kansas. And then the railroad ceased to operate. Now the Missouri Pacific, they said, we'd like for you to go to Little Rock, Arkansas, and teach in the dynamic brakes teach engineers how to proper use of dynamics, make the traction motors aid in braking by reversing the polarity of the current going down, and what you're doing is like an automobile gearing down and letting your clutch out, and it helps with retarding of the train. So they moved us to Little Rock here, and we tried, of course Natalie and I tried to live at Rears Ferry, and we found out it's too far a drive to Little Rock to the main office. And so we bought this home here in Ward. Then they called. They said, we'd like to transfer you again to Salt Lake City. And you train engineers in the big training room at Salt Lake. Said, you just appeared to us to be a natural-born teacher. Said, you like to talk, and you like to explain how things work. I said, well, I hate to disappoint you, but I can't go to Salt Lake City. And they said, why? I said, I am home. No, it said, El Reno, Oklahoma is your home. I said, no, you've made a mistake. When you sent me to Little Rock, you sent me home. This is where my home is. Right. And they said, we did not know that. I said, that's what I thought, or you would not have sent me here, because I'm getting of the age of retirement. And it's hard to move a man where he wants to be home at retirement age. Yeah. So that was the end of that. I retired there.
Yeah. How long did you stay with Union Pacific? What year did you retire?
Now, when did I retire? I've got so old now that...
I'm going to say the early 90s.
Early
90s. Health problems.
Yeah. Yeah, I did have health problems, too. Yeah, had 2 open heart surgeries.
But I'm not positive.
It seemed like I had a total service of 42 years, something like that. Total railroad service, yeah.